Jesus.
That the Lord has kept me is just another day. That the Lord has kept me. Help me, Lord.
He has kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on Jesus. It's just another day that the Lord has kept me.
And I was willing, hallelujah, and the Lord has kept me. I said I was willing, and the Lord has kept me. Yes,
He has kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's just another day that the Lord has kept me.
And because you've kept us, Lord, we want you to know that we appreciate you so much. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Oh, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. We thank you, Lord. We exalt thee.
We exalt thee.
Yes, God.
We exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord.
Bless the name of Jesus.
We exalt thee, we exalt thee. We exalt thee, oh Lord.
Hallelujah. We love you, Lord, and we lift our hearts to worship thee. Oh, our soul rejoice. We take joy, our King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. We exalt thee, Lord.
We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. Oh, Lord. We exalt thee. We exalt. We exalt thee, oh Lord.
Thank you, God. And we are so thankful for this day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. That the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice, we shall rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
This is the day.
Thank you.
This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. And be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made.
It's just another day that the Lord has kept me. It's just another day, yeah, that the Lord has kept me. Thank you, Jesus.
He has kept me from all evil. With my mind stayed on Jesus. It's just another day. That the Lord has kept me.
Hallelujah. And I'm so glad, in spite of all of the negative reports, that the Lord, God did it, nobody else, has kept me. I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me.
You see, he has kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on Jesus. It's just another day that the Lord has kept me.
Greeter, you got it.
Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is just another day that the Lord has kept. Father, we are so thankful this morning, for this is the day that you have made, a day that we have never seen before, don't know what's going to go on in the day, but we're trusting you that it is a day, oh God, where no matter what, we will rejoice. We shall rejoice. We are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Oh God, I thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts. Patton, I thank you, oh God, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, the co-founders of the Master's Call. Father, we thank you that we can come together in one accord, giving you praise, oh God, in the midst of what's going on in our land. For you said, oh God, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will they hear from heaven. Then will I forgive their sins. Then will I heal their land. Oh, God, you know our land needs some healing this morning. And so we come to you, Lord, as humble as we know how, asking you to please forgive us. Cleanse us, oh, God. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come before you to worship this morning. Lord, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us. Father, will you bless them indeed? Will you continue to bless Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa? Oh, God, would you just shower them with tsunami blessings and wisdom? Lord, we just thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for our speaker who will bring the word this morning. Oh, God, we know it's going to be a word that we need to hear right off the Holy Ghost press. God, will you bless her family? We thank you for blessing her family. We thank you for blessing her. We thank you for doing the above and beyond in her life, oh God. We thank you for keeping her from the storms, the tsunamis that she has been faced with. You've been a deliverer, and we thank you, Lord. Now we bind that old slothful devil in the name of Jesus, that this call will go forth with clarity, Lord, and that we will be better. We will be enriched, enhanced, and encouraged as a result of hearing the message this morning. We give you praise, oh God, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, put your seatbelts on, because we know we're going to get a rich word, as always, from the vessel who will bring it straight from the Holy Ghost press. As I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I truly do love me some you. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Willa. Are you able to hear me?
Is that Minister Rebecca and our precious little Rose Sophia?
No, it's Tiffany from California.
Oh, Tiffany, God bless you, my sister. Your voice. The platform is yours, my dear.
No problem. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us this morning and opening us up in prayer. Thank you to Dr. P.K. Roberts, who entered us into the presence of God in worship. And yes, this is another day that the Lord has kept us. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and we welcome you to the Master's Call. See, the Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010 by our two phenomenal, anointed, and appointed co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I thank God daily for their yes, because it allows for us to gather here in this telecommunication sanctuary where lives are enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, And in the morning, my prayer comes before thee. So in the morning, we start the call at 40 after the hour in praise and worship. Then we begin with greeting you, and then we begin with the prayer. And also at the end of the call, we close in prayer. And on Fridays, we open up the line and allow you to share your testimonies, your praise reports, and to also ask for prayer requests. That happens on every single Friday. But now there may be something that's going on with you during the course of the week and you would like someone else to be in agreement with you. Well, the opportunity is available by sending in an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. We also have a website for the Master's Call, and the web address is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And you could go to our website at any time. You will see that the messages have been archived since the beginning of this call. Also, our theme for 2020 is, in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20, and we are right now governing ourselves accordingly during this time of Lent. Now, whatever has been your decision to sacrifice and to give up, then hopefully you are moving fast forward with that into this Lenten season. So I also want to let you know, you're probably wondering, you know what, how did they start that call back almost, 10 years ago, right? Well, we started it because of a phenomenal health and wellness company known as Artist Life, started by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 years ago. And so that's how basically all of us, we're knitted together here on the Master's Call. So today, following this call, we head over to the new morning motivational call, the morning motivational call, the MMC. And so today is Testimonial Thursday, and we invite you to dial in to 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound, and that is immediately following this call today. So let me go ahead and bring up our speaker for today, and I'll give you some other information later on. Our speaker for today is Pastor Candy Gelino Wilson. There are many accomplishments and successes that could be noted about our speaker today. Her full bio includes professional, social, and civic accolades. However, the thing that she feels is the most important is her walk with the Lord. She currently resides in Nashville, Tennessee, and is a member of Mount Zion Full Gospel Church and is the founder of Above the Clouds Ministry. Minister Candy says, by holding on to God's unchanging hand, hallelujah, and faith in his word, we can all live above the storms that come in life. Personal experiences, she knows that there have been many times where the storms, hurricanes, and tsunamis of life would have swept her away before God seeing her through. It is my pleasure to introduce to you our speaker for today, none other than Minister Candy Gelino Wilson. Minister Candy, are you out there this morning?
I am. Thank you so much, my dear. Good morning, saints. Today is March 12th, and it has some significance to me, because it is one of my best friend's birthday. I've mentioned her to you on the call before she has dementia, and it's also my late husband's birthday today. But moving on, we are almost halfway through the third month of this year. I thank God for today. I thank God for saving me from the top of my head to, as Dr. PK says, down to my sanctified toes. He woke me up healthy yet another day. He blessed me with love of a husband, from a husband, family and friends. He provides shelter, food, transportation, and so much more. Saints, I am so grateful that my family and friends are well and doing well. God is a good, good Father. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for our praise session this morning. Thank you, my beautiful BFF, Minister Willa, for greeting each caller and getting the call started today. And thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that introduction and for being our gracious host today. Thank you, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, for your untiring leadership. Let's pray. Father God, I come to your throne with thanksgiving and praise. I come this morning to honor you, to exalt you, to lift up the name of Jesus, to glorify you, to bow before you in humble adoration. I love you, Lord God. All of you, Daddy God, and none of me. Use me. Speak through me. Make my words your words. My thoughts your thoughts as I deliver your message today. Because you are the authority over this call, I command everything that is not of you to have no effect over the atmosphere, the airways, the connections, and the people on this call. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Today is a good day. Let me say that again. Today is a good day. As Minister Sheeran always says, and I love this, great day, great day, great day. Why? Because I can say it is a good day. Do you know how many people there are who cannot simply say today is a good day? I mean literally. There are many people in this world, in this country, in your state, in your town or city, who cannot form their minds or their mouth to utter those words. I can. You can. It is a good day. On the other hand, there are many more people who can literally speak the words, but don't, because they don't feel like it's a good day for them. Bless God. They just don't know. If they would just look around, listen to the news, read on the internet, simply talk to a neighbor, they would hear and see that somebody else's issues are bigger than theirs. If they would just talk to a saint or pick up a Bible and read it, they would learn that there is always, always, always something for which to be thankful. I am thankful because I don't have to guess or just hope or wish. I can read the word and I can see what God has promised me. I can look back over my life and see what God has done for me. As I said last month when I spoke, He is a covenant God. And so, Saints of God, TMC family, my topic today is God's promises. All throughout the Bible, we find promises that God has made. From Genesis to Revelation, we read of normal people that received the promises of God. These promises are sealed by the highest authority, God's word. In Hebrews 6:13, it says, "For when God made a promise to Abraham, since he had no other greater by whom to swear, no one greater by whom to swear, He swore by him, himself. When God makes a promise to his people, it comes to pass. So let's take a look at what is a promise. A promise is a commitment by someone to do or not do something. As a noun, promise means a declaration assuring that one will or will not do something. As a verb, it means to commit oneself by a promise to do or give. When you search the scriptures closely, you find that most of the promises are made conditionally. In other words, we have a part to play. We have a part to uphold. Again, I will use marriage vows as an example, as I did last month. Both the husband and the wife have a responsibility to the marriage. They don't enter into it with just one making a promise. They both are expected to honor their respective commitments. You do this, I do that. You do that, I do this. God gave Adam all of this to enjoy as long as you do not eat of the forbidden tree. We're talking about God's promises. One of my favorite scriptures is Psalms 91. It is a chapter of promises, but it has conditions. It begins like this. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. In the beginning, it specifies to whom this can be applied. Not just anybody, but the one who dwells. Not the person who visits or the one who comes and goes. Not the one who is saved today and not tomorrow and then back again the next day. He says, he who dwells. That means stay there. Live there. He who has made that secret place their home. That means on any given day or night, you will find them right there. Not in the bar, drunk, but there. Not in the dope house stoned out of their mind, but there. Not on the phone consistently gossiping about somebody, but there. Not habitually lying, cheating, or misrepresenting, but there in that secret place. And if you dwell there, he promises that you shall, not maybe, but you will abide. You will stay under the shadow, under the protection of the Almighty God. God, the Almighty. Oh, my God. Saints, take a moment and just think about that. That promises us that we will stay under his shadow. It promises that we will remain under his shadow. It promises that we will live under his shadow. God made covenant with man, and this is just one of the promises that falls under his covenant. The entire scripture blesses my soul. It goes on to say, he is my refuge and fortress, again, protection and covering, my shield and buckler. It tells me that I don't need to be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. A little over a week ago, there was a tornado that hit Nashville. Saints, that tornado touched down about 5 miles from where I live. About 5 miles. I drove through there a few days ago, and I just looked at the homes that were flattened, the buildings that had trees that were toppled just on top of them, uprooted. It looked like a war zone. As I listen to the news and read the reports on the spread of the coronavirus, reports say worldwide it has affected nearly 100,000 people, killing more than 3,000. The U.S. has reported 88 cases a week ago nationwide, and as of last night, it has risen to 1,257 in 44 states, and over 700 of those cases, the cause is unknown. A week ago, there were 2 fatalities. End of last night, 37 have died. And health officials predict it has just gotten started in this country. Saints of God, God promises in this scripture, he assures us that 1,000 may fall at our side, hallelujah, and 10,000 at our right hand. But it, coronavirus, and any other virus shall not come near us. Only with my eyes will I see. There shall no evil befall me, neither any plague come near my dwelling. Why? Because he has given his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways, to keep you in all your ways. We can tread upon serpents and scorpions, and nothing, nothing by any means shall harm us. Why? Why? Because he has set his love upon us. And I will set him on high, high and lifted up. Lift it up above everything, above family, job, pastor, priest, husband, wife, children, car, money, jewels, everything under the sun. I will lift him up higher than those things because he loves me. He knows me. He knows the number of hairs on my head. He knows my name. Saints, he has made promises to us. He is a covenant God, and he has made those promises. And we are in covenant with him. Let us live in it. Let us walk in it. Let us abide in that secret place of the Most High. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Mr. Candy, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hallelujah, to God be the glory. He knows my name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes.
He knows my name.
Yes.
Yes, he does. Hallelujah. Jesus knows my name.
Glory, hallelujah. Yes, he does.
He knows my name. Oh, how he walks with me. Yes, he does every day. Oh, how he talks with me. Oh, how he tells me that I am his own.
Yes.
He knows my name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
He knows my name. He knows my name.
Ooh, ha, ha.
He knows my name. Oh, how he walks with me. Oh, how he comforts me. How he protects me. Because we are his own. Hallelujah. Oh, how he walks with me. Oh, how he talks with me. Aren't you glad that he tells you? Oh, how he tells us, hallelujah, that we are his own. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Pastor Candy, for blessing us this morning with that powerful and on-time word. I have been standing on Psalm 91 since they started talking about the coronavirus, and I said we are not running away from the coronavirus in the name of Jesus, but this time is our time to run to Jesus. So thank you so much for that confirmation and revelation through your words this morning. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction. God bless you. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. And we thank you, God, that you know our name. We thank you that you know the plans that you have for our lives. We thank you, God, for your presence. We thank you for your anointing here on this call this morning. We thank you, God, for the angels that you dispatched over us to be our protection, oh God. And I thank you for your angels that were dispatched out there in Nashville to protect Pastor Candy and her household and her family and her church, her neighborhood, oh God, 5 miles away, God. We just thank you, God, because that is the kind of God that you are. We thank you for showing her miracles, signs, and wonders. We thank you for being her protection and her peace. And God, I ask that you would just fill her up until she overflows. Fill her up with your virtue. Fill her up with your joy. Fill her up with your love. Fill her up with your peace, oh God. I just thank you for blessing her this morning and allowing her to deliver that message to us, God. And I thank you right now for each person that is under the sound of my voice. And I thank you, God, that you know their name. I thank you, God, that you know the plans that you have for their lives, Father. I thank you, God, that you are their healer. I thank you that you are their deliverer. I thank you that you are their peace. I thank you, God, that you are the power that resonates in them. I thank you, God, that greater is you who is in each and every single person under the sound of my voice than he who is in the world. I thank you that you are bigger than coronavirus. I thank you that you are bigger than cancer. I thank you that you are bigger than finances not being met. I thank you, God, that you are bigger than all of that. Hallelujah, God. We give you the glory, and I thank you that you have kept, yet you have kept us just another day, God, and we're glad about it. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless and in the mighty and the miraculous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I pray these things, and they are done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, we want to thank each and every single one of you for dialing into the Master School this morning. Please go back and listen to the replay. Put this number on your social media sites today because somebody out there needs to hear this message. Send a text and say, you got to listen to this message, 712-432-1085, and use the access code 957-677-POUND. Some of you will be headed over to the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. It is going to be Testimonial Thursday over there. And so please, please, please go ahead and head over there so you can see how the phenomenal Artist Life products are changing lives. And again, thank you to Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton for opening us up in worship today. Thank you, Minister Willa, for being our greeter this morning, and to Minister Candy Gellino Wilson, thank you so much for that powerful message this morning. And it has been a privilege to serve each one of you here in excellence this morning as your host. And I pray that the favor, blessings, and increase of God will saturate all of you. And remember that God is bigger than whatever you go through. Minister Candy, can you come back and close us out with a benediction at this time?
Father God, as we leave this call, but never your presence, as we begin this day, we just want to thank you. Thank you that you live in us. We thank you for the word today, Lord. We thank you for this call, and we thank you for continuing to keep us from danger, seen and unseen. We thank you for Psalms 91 and for all of your promises. We ask you to help us to do that in which you have asked us to do, so that we can receive all of your promises. I pray that we hear and see you more clearly, follow you more nearly, and love you more dearly. In Jesus' name, I pray. TMC family, I urge you to go where God says go. Do what God says do, and live as God says live. In Jesus' name. Till next time, God bless you. Amen. Bye-bye.